Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in families all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking for help understanding their children's relationship with physical affection. And I want you to know, if you're here because your child either avoids hugs completely or hugs so tightly they won't let go, you are not alone in this journey. Let me start by saying something important. You are a loving, caring parent. The fact that you're here, seeking to understand your child better, tells me everything I need to know about your beautiful heart. And your child, they are absolutely perfect, exactly as they are. What you're seeing isn't a problem to fix. It's a learning journey to support. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening when children navigate the world of physical affection. Because once you understand the magic of what's unfolding, everything shifts. Here's what the magic book taught me, and what research from child development experts confirms. When your 4 or 5-year-old either pulls away from hugs or squeezes with all their might, they are in the middle of learning 3 incredibly important things all at once. First, they're learning about their own bodies and how they experience touch. Some children have what experts call sensory processing differences. Their nervous systems might experience hugs as overwhelming, like too much input all at once. For these children, avoiding hugs isn't about not loving you. It's about their body saying, "This feels like too much right now." Other children are seeking that deep pressure input. When they hug tightly and won't let go, their bodies are actually craving that proprioceptive feedback. It helps them feel grounded and calm. Second, they're learning about boundaries and consent. This is beautiful. Your child is discovering that they have a say in what happens to their own body. When they pull away from a hug, they're practicing the incredibly important skill of saying, "This doesn't feel right for me right now." And when they hug too tightly, they're still learning how to read social cues about what feels comfortable for others. Both of these are normal, healthy parts of development. Third, they're learning about social skills and how affection works in relationships. Think about it. They're figuring out when hugs are appropriate, how long they should last, how tight is too tight, and how to tell if someone wants a hug or not. That's a lot of complex social learning happening all at once. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. Child development expert Janet Lansbury teaches us something profound. She says, "A child learns respect when she is respected." This begins when we see from our baby's point of view. When we honor our children's boundaries around touch from the very beginning, we're teaching them that their body belongs to them. We're showing them that their feelings about touch matter. And we're giving them the foundation for healthy relationships throughout their entire life. The Child Mind Institute, which studies how children's brains and bodies work, explains that some children experience touch very differently than others. For children who avoid hugs, touch might feel overwhelming to their nervous system. For children who hug too tightly, they might be seeking that deep pressure because it actually helps their body feel calm and organized. Neither of these is wrong. They're just different ways of experiencing the world. And here's something that might surprise you. Cleveland Clinic's experts on child development tell us that kids are never too young to learn about body autonomy. Teaching consent and respectful touch in early childhood creates the foundation for healthy relationships throughout life. When we ask our children, "May I give you a hug?" and we respect their answer, we're teaching them something powerful. We're teaching them that they get to decide what happens to their body. And we're teaching them to respect others' boundaries too. So what can you do to support your child through this learning journey? Let me share some gentle strategies that honor your child's development. First, model asking for permission. Before you hug your child, try saying, "I would love a hug. Would you like one too?" And then, and this is the important part, respect their answer. If they say no, you might say, "That's okay. How about a high five instead? Or, I'll be here when you're ready for a hug later." This teaches them that their no is respected, which builds their confidence in setting boundaries. Second, offer alternatives to hugs. Some children who avoid hugs might love high fives, fist bumps, or a special handshake. Some might prefer a gentle hand on the shoulder. Let your child guide you to what feels good for their body. Third, for children who hug too tightly, teach them about gentle touch through practice. You might say, "I love your hugs. Let's practice gentle hugs together. Can you give me a hug that's soft like a butterfly landing?" Then you can gradually help them learn what different levels of pressure feel like. Make it playful and fun, never shameful. Fourth, help your child learn to ask before hugging others. When they run up to hug a friend, you can gently say, "Let's ask first," then model it. You might say to their friend, "My child would love to give you a hug. Would you like that?" This teaches your child the beautiful skill of respecting others' boundaries. And here's something wonderful. We have a story in the magic book that addresses this exact journey. It's called Your Body Belongs to You Adventure, and it's absolutely perfect for children ages 4 to 5. In this magical story, Ethan and Sophia visit the Perception Palace, where they help a new friend learn something important. Just like choosing which window to look through in the palace, everyone gets to choose who can hug or touch them. The story shows children, in the most gentle and empowering way, that their body belongs to them. That it's always okay to say no if they're not comfortable. And that asking before hugging is a way of showing respect and kindness. After you read this story with your child, you can practice together. You might say, "Remember how Ethan and Sophia's friend got to choose? You get to choose too." And then you can role play asking for hugs and respecting each other's answers. Make it fun, make it playful, and watch how your child's confidence grows. We also have another beautiful story called The Listening Garden's Gentle Whispers. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover that listening with their hearts helps both flowers and friends feel truly understood. While it's not specifically about hugs, it teaches the foundational skill of paying attention to how others are feeling. This helps children learn to read social cues about when affection is welcome. You can use this story to help your child understand that just like plants need different kinds of care, friends have different comfort levels with hugs and touch. Some friends love big hugs. Some friends prefer gentle waves. And all of that is perfectly okay. Here's what I want you to remember, my dear friend. Your child is not broken. They are not difficult. They are not being stubborn or manipulative. They are learning. They are growing. They are discovering how their body works, what their boundaries are, and how to navigate the beautiful, complex world of human connection. And you are doing beautifully. By seeking to understand, by being here with me today, by wanting to support your child with gentleness and respect, you are giving them an incredible gift. You are teaching them that their feelings matter, that their body belongs to them, and that love and connection can happen in many different ways. Be patient with your child, be patient with yourself. This learning takes time. There will be moments when your child still hugs too tightly or pulls away when you're hoping for connection. That's okay. That's normal. That's the learning journey. Keep modeling respect. Keep offering choices. Keep reading stories that empower your child. And keep trusting that your child is exactly where they need to be in their development. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your beautiful child. You can find Your Body Belongs to You Adventure and The Listening Garden's Gentle Whispers in the Book of Inara app, along with hundreds of other stories that support your child's emotional growth. Until our next adventure together, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.